We're heading outdoors ourselves now. I was at a restaurant on Melbourne's Mornington Peninsula just the other week, and one of the kitchen staff came running in excitedly, holding aloft this lumpen golf ball-sized brown clod. The good news was it wasn't some kind of horrible piece of nature. It was a very exciting piece of nature. It transpired it was a truffle, plucked from their property. It is truffle season, and Peter Staley is the president of the Australian Truffle Growers Association. And for him, this season is particularly significant. He's hunting for his very own white whale, a white truffle. He's taking a break from that search to talk with us today. Peter, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. How does one become president of a Truffle Growers Association?
I think one has to be quite obsessional about truffles. One needs to be excited by the mystery and captivated by the smell and the flavours and just the whole ambience of truffles.
So is it the search that's the thing, or are you a devotee of eating them?
Both. In fact, it's no good being one or the other. You have to come at it from both angles.
It's the only way you can enjoy it properly. So your background is agricultural research science,
yes.
I understand. So how did that inform this obsession? What came first, the science or the truffle?
Well, I'm going to take it back even earlier. My mother was the world's worst cook, and that has drove me as a 14-year-old to fend for myself in the kitchen. So I've had a long history of being interested in cooking. And as a university student, a bit impecunious, I used to enjoy the opportunity to collect mushrooms from the forests with my friends and just to supplement our dietary needs. And I then worked as a research scientist for some 17 years, and I worked in agriculture quite specifically, and I've always loved and been fascinated by nature and also mushrooms in particular and the role that they play in the environment. But 25 years ago, I metamorphosed from being an agricultural scientist to a management consultant, but I never lost my interest in mushrooms. And I was delighted some 20 years ago to be invited by the Rural Industries Research and Development Corporation to do an economic evaluation of establishing an industry in Australia.
Peter, I can think of few examples of someone who's managed to combine passion, a bit of hunter-gathering, a subtle sledge at their mother's cooking, all into the one kind of life pursuit. That is quite an impressive thing to do. But how big are truffles in Australia? Is the Australian truffle industry a big one, a growing one?
It's a success story, a wonderful story. Over the last 10 years since our first production started in Australia, we have now, the industry has now grown to the point where we are the fourth largest producer of the Perigord black truffle, Tuba melanosporum, the fourth largest producer in the world. And last season, we produced over 8 tons around Australia. And this year, the season just coming to a close, it looks like we may better that by as much as 25%.
So is this like any other agricultural industry? Is this just they're seeded, they're planted, or how does it come about? How do you produce a black truffle?
I wish it were as easy as planting corn. It's very difficult. And there is a lot to be learned. 10 years ago, most of the understanding that we had in growing truffles was folklore. There's no other way of describing it. There were stories about the number of lightning strikes and cold and rain, all sorts of things, but very little science. But in the past decade, particularly with the development and implementation of DNA technology in analysing and studying truffles, we've got some seriously good understanding. But there's still a lot we don't know. It's still a very young industry, and probably over half of the truffiers in existence at the moment are not producing truffles.
So if it's not about lightning strikes or whatever, what is it? What's the starting point for a truffle? What are the perfect conditions that make a truffle bloom?
That is a totally unreasonable question, and probably
you're
one
the
that
president.
Would take...
I mean, I imagine there was a rigorous election process, so I'm holding you to account.
I'd like to think there was. There's so much to it, but basically it comes back to the initial marriage of the truffle fungus with its host tree. And if that is not done correctly, then you just won't ever, you just won't grow a truffle. And the conditions that are required to actually get that happy marriage started are very specific and need to, and the young host tree, which is germinated in soil with the truffle fungus, requires probably a year or two of very careful maintenance before it's planted out. And then when that tree is planted out, it then has to have just the right conditions to actually then fruit and produce a truffle.
It seems like an awful lot of work for something that you can only, you know, use a tiny bit of. What kind of volumes of truffle are being produced in Australia now?
As I mentioned, this year we hope to better last year's 8 tons. It's a lot of truffle.
Is there a state that's particularly good for it?
I mean, Western Australia is produced probably a good 6 of the 8 tons.
Oh, big hello to our listeners out in the West. Well done there.
They've done a fantastic job over there.
And so what is it? What are the conditions? Is it climate-based? Is it?
Certainly climate plays a very important role, and having a really tight Mediterranean climate really helps. So over in Manjin up in southwestern Western Australia, they have really cold winters with serious frost and really good heat in summer, plus rain falling at the right times.
So this marriage, I'm sorry to fixate on it, but it's clearly the week for politically engineered marriage. So the truffle and the tree marriage, what does it take? Does it take a truffle to build a truffle? You know, once you've started, are you suddenly underway as a truffle farmer?
I'm not sure how to answer that in a politically correct fashion, but what I will say is this, that the relationship between the fungus and the host tree is a mutually beneficial relationship. In exchange for sugars and carbohydrates, the truffle facilitates the pickup of nutrients for the host tree. So they both benefit out of the relationship. In fact, if you take the host tree without what's called an ectomycorrhizal fungus on its roots, it will not thrive. And on the other side of the coin, the truffle will not grow without its host tree.
Just like any other marriage, mutually dependent,
yes,
useless
absolutely.
Without one another. That is good to hear. But I like this. You've ascended to the presidency. You're telling me it's a happy success story for black truffles in Australia. I am more aware of truffle season than I have been in any other year in memory. And yet, you've decided that's not enough. Now you want a white truffle. Talk me through the white truffle. What is this?
Well, it's a bit like telling a wine grower not to only to stick, just to plant and grow and produce red wine. The white truffle is to the black truffle as is a white wine to a red wine. And it's the best analogy I can provide. If you can imagine, say, the nose and the bouquet of a Sauvignon Blanc compared with a good Shiraz. I mean, they're very, very different. They're still wines, but the aroma profile is quite different.
So do I have it right? You are hopeful that this season on your property you might be about to see a bit of white truffle action?
We actually have produced truffle so far. They've been a little bit tardy in the ripening, but they, over the last couple of weeks, they have started to come online, and my fridge at home is now starting to smell very strongly of truffle.
Do you have a separate truffle fridge, just out of curiosity, that you don't put the yogurt in?
I used to, but but I've now got that fridge up at the farm and use it for beer.
Right, so the truffle fridge and the beer fridge, that's a difficult existence.
It's a good combo.
Look, I hate to be an unimaginative person who doesn't know a lot about truffles, but when you say truffle, I think pig. But I understand you use dogs to source truffles
yes.
now. What kind of dogs? How do you train a dog up to be a truffle dog?
There are lots of different ways, and it depends really on the relationship of the dog and its trainer. And I have a very greedy dog. I have a pug called Jose. And as he's just 8 months old now.
Is a pug a usual truffling dog?
Any dog that loves food is active and is in likes a bit of fun will or can be trained. All dogs have the ability to smell. Some are better at concentrating and getting on with the job. Young Jose is yet to prove himself really well in the field. I mean, he's doing it, but whether in the long run he'll be become a professional truffle dog is yet to be discovered.
I cannot tell you how much you've made my week that I'm having a conversation about Jose the truffle pug. That's just perfect. And if there's not a children's book in that by the end of today, I don't know what's going on. So Jose's task in assisting you or whichever dogs you're using to find this white truffle. The white truffle in Australia is still a pretty significant find, isn't it? I mean, it's not just red wine, white wine. This is something scarce and rare and precious.
It's certainly scarce and rare and precious, but primarily because it hasn't been grown in Australia before. There are reports of other white truffle species, and it's important to know that there is a range of species. And, for example, there are two other species that have been found in Australia, Tuber maculatum and Tuber dryophyllum. Now, these are both white truffle species, but they don't have the same flavour profile that Tuber borkii has, the one that I'm growing. Now, it's important to understand that Tuber borkii is not Tuber magnatum, which is the ultimate white truffle. It is the ultimate truffle, which has never been grown artificially in a truffier anywhere in the world.
The glint in your eye when you say the ultimate truffle, I can feel that passion of the journey there. Just before we finish, very quickly, I want to know, do you have a favourite truffle recipe?
Just keep it simple. The problem most people have is they cook it too hard, too fast, and too hot. A nice matrix or a base of pasta or rice with lots of cream and cheese to just use that the heat of that dish to actually bring out and lift the scent of the truffle.
Peter Staley, you're a man on a mission, and I salute you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
That's a pleasure.
Peter Staley is a harvester of white truffles. He's also president of the Australian Truffle Growers Association.